Walker is facing a deadline in a few weeks to decide on whether to abide by a court ruling that would allow Alaska tribes to put their lands in federal trust. Here's some background. In 2006, four tribes and one Native individual sued the Department of Interior over regulations that prohibited Alaska tribes from applying to put their lands into federal trust, something tribes in the lower 48 can do. In 2013, a U.S. District Court agreed with the plaintiffs, saying the practice discriminates against Alaskan tribes. The Department of Interior agreed with that decision in 2014, but the state of Alaska, under the Parnell administration, did not. The state filed an appeal to the decision. Here's Governor Walker.
I'm faced with a decision coming up on the 24th of this month of whether to proceed with that matter or not. I inherited that piece of litigation, and so I'm trying to decide what's the most appropriate path forward.
In his tenure so far, Walker has put off deciding whether to continue the appeal. If he were to drop it, Alaska tribes would soon be able to apply to put their private lands into trust status. Walker asked for a 6-month delay in the case and then a 30-day extension. That is up on August 24th. Walker says he doesn't think he's likely to get more time.
And all week we've been around the state visiting with different tribes that are involved in that on that issue. And we're doing that largely, almost predominantly for one reason, is to listen and to hear and have a consultation, have a discussion, and hear why is that important to them.
It's so important. I can't even describe how important it is.
That's Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette.
It weighs really heavy. It weighs very heavy on my heart. This is the land of my people, you know, and we're struggling to retain it. We're struggling to hold on to a very, very small part of, you know, what was ours, what was once ours, you know, the places that we went to subsistence hunt and gather and fish.
Brulette says for the Chilkoot tribe, the ability to put lands into trust is about protecting the land they have left. She says that encompasses the land where their tribal office is located and the Chilkoot Estates subdivision. The tribe is not necessarily going to put that land into trust, but Brulette says they want the option because it's their right. She says much land has been taken from the tribe over the years.
At one time, this entire valley down to Excursion Inlet and further belonged to the Chilkoot people. And as European explorers begin to discover our area, you know, they begin to take possession of the land.
Walker wouldn't say if he's leaning one way or the other on whether he might drop the state's appeal, but he says conversations with people like Brulette will factor into his choice.
For me, it's a matter of gathering information, and most importantly is to listen to what people have to say. And we've heard some very heartfelt statements about their past, their generation, where they want to go, where they're concerned about their children, their grandchildren. You can't replace that with any amount of reading you do of a legal brief. So
Walker says one concern he has about allowing Native tribes to put land into trust is giving more power to the federal government.
I like decisions made as close to home as possible. Decisions being made in Washington, D.C. about land use in Alaska. Right now, 62% of our land is in federal control, so adding to that, I'm concerned about that, quite honestly.
For Brulette, it's about giving power to Native tribes. She doesn't want things like this to continue happening.
My father, his family is from Yindestucky, which is at 4 Mile, where the airport is now. He used to fish at 4 Mile and was slowly pushed out by newcomers. Then he started fishing at 7 Mile and was kind of pushed out of there and was pushed out of a spot that he fished at 8 Mile. And that's just an example of one, you know, one person. And that you think about all of the Native families in this community who are, you know, trying to live a traditional lifestyle, live our lifestyle. It's nearly impossible now.
Brulette says she couldn't tell what choice Walker would end up making, but the fact that he sat down and talked with the council impressed her. She says it shows that Walker is trying to understand what the issue means to the tribes who have fought for the right to put lands into trust for decades. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.